Welcome to The Joy of Living, featuring your host, Barry Shore. In this time of busy and rush, we don't always take the time to appreciate the life that we have and the love of those around us. Now, the ambassador of joy invites you to take a moment, no, take an hour, and find the joy of living. Here is Barry Shore.
Good morning, beautiful, bountiful, beloved, immortal beings, and good-looking people. And remember, you're good-looking because you're always looking for and finding the good. We have good in abundance today. My cup runneth over with love. Welcome to The Joy of Living with your humble host, Barry Shore. That's B-A-R-R-Y-S-H-O-R-E. Go to the site, barryshore.com, and join saying hello to 270,119 people around the world that are joining you through this magical, mysterious, and mythical platform called Internet Radio, hosted by Voice America. And the reason you tuned in, and you did, consciously and conscientiously, the reason you're tuning in today is because you care most about you. Y-O-U-E-W-E, you, which is great. The reason you're here is because you care about you, because when you are the best you, you create more harmony and peace and love in the world, and that's what you want. You want to live in that kind of world. So you tune in consciously and conscientiously to The Joy of Living to learn how to live in joy daily. So we're going to begin, as we do usually, saying hello to people all over the world. Generally, there's about 220,000, 230,000 people joining us, another 30,000 to 40,000 every week because people tell their friends. And again, if you ever miss a moment of the show, you don't want to do that, and you want to hear it again, and you do want to do that, and you want to share this with family, friends, and especially people who are not your friends, and you certainly want to do that, you want to do it five times, share the show, go to barryshore.com, B-A-R-R-Y-S-H-O-R-E, barryshore.com, and just sit back now and listen, because you're going to meet one of the more interesting and informative and beneficial people that you'll ever have the chance to hear. And you don't have to write anything down, just listen, and then you can go to the website, barryshore.com, and you can find all the information about this remarkably beneficial person. When I say beneficial, he's beneficial for you. That's what you care about, Y-O-U. Now, when talking about you, you know that there are three fundamentals that we work with on this show. And for the new people, you're going to hear the three fundamentals that we work with. The fundamentals of life. Number one, life. Your life has a purpose. Oh, yes. Every life has a purpose. And the corollary to that, the result of that, is that you can go mad. M-A-D. Now, mad in this case is really good. Why? Go mad stands for go make a difference. Every human being can make a difference. Doesn't matter how small the difference is, how large the difference is. Everybody can make a difference. Life is a purpose. Go mad. And the result, how do you do that? By learning the secrets and the power of everyday words and terms. Because when you unlock the secrets and the power of these terms that are around you all the time, regular terms and words, what you're doing is you're finding the positive, purposeful, powerful, pleasant essence of you. Y-O-U. Remember, that's what you care about. That's why you tuned in. Now, how do we do that? By using acronyms. Now, for instance, one of the most commonly seen terms around is WWW. And if you ask somebody, what does it stand for? They'll tell you invariably, well, it has something to do with the internet, of course. And factually speaking, they're correct. But in our world, WWW stands for, da-da-da-da, drum roll, fanfare. What a wonderful world. And what a is a word, W-H-A-T-A. What a wonderful world. That's what WWW stands for. Thank you to Satchmo Louis Armstrong for enabling that song not to just go viral, but to touch hundreds of millions, if not billions, of people. And whenever you hear the words, or even me singing it, right away, what happens? You smile, like I'm doing right now. You have a big smile on your face. And SMILE is one of the most important acronyms that you'll ever internalize and learn and use. Because SMILE, S-M-I-L-E, stands for seeing miracles in life every day. Seeing miracles in life every day. Now, invariably, what happens, and I have a lot of notes up on the board right now, people typing in, hello, hello, I've been up for hours already and I haven't seen any miracles. Well, my response is, are you here? Can you hear? Can you see? Do you have water to drink? Do you have food to eat? Do you have a place to sleep? Do you have family? Do you have friends? Miraculous. You know why? Because a million plus people did not get out of bed this morning. Either they passed away or they couldn't physically get out of bed, just like your humble host, Barry Shore. You go to barryshore.com, you read the story. Now, again, hundreds of thousands of people know the story, but for the new people, 15 years ago, I was standing up in the morning, just like everybody listening, I hope, 99.99% of people. In the evening, I was paralyzed from my neck down, and I couldn't move for years. I couldn't get out of bed. Seeing miracles in life every day, the ability to get out of bed in the morning, to open your eyes, to be here, to go mad, to go make a difference. Or as my 8-year-old niece says, Uncle Barry, how about seeing miracles in everyday life? Can't you spell smile that way? And I laugh. I say, of course you can. That's wonderful. I love it. And when you begin to understand the power that you say, wow. And WOW is a great acronym, which stands for words of wisdom or words of wonder. That's what you say when you can't internalize something right away. And what you really want to do is you want to create the kind of world you want to live in. And CREATE is a great acronym. It stands for causing rethinking, enabling all to excel. Again, we're at the beginning of a new year, a new decade. So I want to wish everybody New Year. Now, what does New Year stand for? New, never-ending wonders. Year, yielding exceptional, amazing rewards. That's what's in store for you. We move forward into the new year, and I'm going to show you the perfect way to do that. When you do this, 3 times a day, consciously and conscientiously, it will change everything about you, your world, and everybody around you. But at first, I have to tell you, I have to make sure you're aware, your humble host does use 4-letter words throughout the show, and he even uses a 4-letter FU word. So I'm warning you in advance. My 4-letter words are love, life, give, free. And the one reason I use the 4-letter FU word is because it shocks. And it's fun. Well, there it is right away. F-U, everybody. F-U, capital N, capital N. Fun. And of course, people are already texting in. But Barry Shore, that's not how you spell fun. Well, in my world, and it's our world, and this is the joy of living, we spell it F-U-N-N, capital N, capital N. So when you see your family, your friends later today, and you have a big smile on your face, remember what that stands for, and you point a finger, and you look at them with a twinkle in your eye and say, F-U, everybody, remember to add capital N, capital N, very quickly, and say, where did you get that? You say, oh, I listened to Barry Shore, the joy of living. So what are the 2 words that really are going to rock your world and make all the difference in life? They are, drumroll, fanfare, da-da-da-da. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank. To harmonize and network kindness. To harmonize and network kindness. The Dalai Lama has been quoted as saying, and I've read in his writings, be kind whenever possible. And it's always possible. You go to a place and you order a $4.95 latte and they bring it to you. Thank you. Go to a place, you order a $4.95 latte, and you're waiting, and you go up to the counter and they say, oh, I forgot, sorry. And you're waiting a little bit longer and they just hand it to you. Big thank you still. You walk out of the coffee shop and somebody holds the door open. Thank you. You walk out of the coffee shop and somebody slams the door on you. Thank you. You're driving in traffic and you're trying to get someplace. Somebody cuts you off. Thank you. You get up in the middle of the night and you stub your toe and it hurts. You say, thank you. When you begin to learn to consciously and conscientiously say thank you 3 times a day for the rest of your life, you go mad. You will make a difference. Now, talk about a difference maker. I'm going to introduce right now, just to say hello, and then we'll speak for a couple of minutes before this short break that's coming up, one of the more interesting and fun people that I've had the pleasure of interacting with. His name is Chris Salem. Now, Salem is a great word because it means, in the ancient script of Hebrew, the original language of the Bible, it means completion and peaceful and such. And this man is. He is not just a chief executive officer, but he's a business influencer and a strategist. He's a keynote speaker. He's a radio show host. And even more importantly, from my perspective and your perspective, he is a wellness advocate. And are you ready for this? He's a mindset expert. I didn't even know you could become an expert in that. So what I'm going to do right now is I'm going to ask wonderful Chris, and there's more about him we'll discuss later in the show. I'm going to ask wonderful Chris, please, Chris, a big hello to 270,119 people around the world.
Well, Barry, I can't ask for a better introduction than that. I mean, that's incredible. And by the way, that is the first time I've heard my last name. I never saw it. I've always heard like other versions of Salem, but that is I'm going to use that. I'm going to tell my mother and my relatives tonight that Salem in Hebrew is completion. I love it.
That's who you are. And he's bringing a message there. Remember, everybody is listening, Chris, because they only care, and they rightfully so, they care about you, themselves, not you, Chris, not you, Barry. They care about you, John and Harriet and Mary and Deepak and the Chris's around the world. So this show is going to be geared toward making you, enabling you to be healthier, wealthier, and wiser. I want to start right away with something that really got me moving, and it's about you, Chris, and it's this whole idea of mindset. In my humble opinion, mental health is the heart of the matter for human beings. So let's just jump off right there and begin. We only have a couple of minutes to the first break. Let's talk about the idea of mindset for living an abundant life in every aspect.
Well, Barry, just think of like your mindset as the foundation to a house, right? You could have this beautiful looking home, you know, with a decorated yard and you know, it's furnished inside with all these nice things. But if you have a faulty foundation, cracks and leaks, whatever the case may be, that beautiful home is not going to be sustainable. It's going to have problems. It can lead to plumbing problems. It can lead to structural problems. So think about it in your personal life with your well-being. If you do not, you know, have a growth mindset and you have an unbalance or do not have harmony with your emotional or mental state of well-being, that is going to affect you from a physical side, spiritual, financial, occupational, intellectually, and perhaps environmentally, which means is do you live in a place of clutter or a one of organization? So I'm happy to expand on that a little bit here because I know we have to go to break here shortly. But kind of use that analogy to kind of set the tone.
What a wonderful way of beginning, because everybody likes the idea of a house and solid and right. But if the foundation has a, like you said, plumbing, oh, I got to get up in the middle of the night four times. Well, we'll talk about that because Chris is going to solve your problem. We're going to be right back. And after this brief break, stay in the edge of your seat. Don't fall off because Chris Salem, that person who brings you harmony and wholeness, is going to come back with The Joy of Living. Be right back after this. Oh, how happy this time of year is. Joy reigning supreme. Hello, Barry Shore here. Now, I have a quick question for you. Do you have stress? S-T-R-E-S-S, capital letters, stress, because you're supposed to be happy and, oh my gosh, maybe I'm not. There's so much to do and so many things to be done. And what am I going? Well, if you have stress and you want to get rid of it or you want to reduce it and replace it with joy, then do this. Are you ready? Go to www.BarryShore.com. That's BarryShore, BarryShore.com. Remember, www stands for What a Wonderful World. And treat yourself
to the 11 strategies for living in joy daily. It's free, or your money back, cheerfully refunded, free. Do it now. You'll be happy you did, and let me know. Send me an email, send me a text, give me a call, and tell me how happy you are. Go mad and enjoy the holidays. Bye now.
There's nothing better than spreading joy, happiness, peace, and love. And now you can do so by giving Keep Smiling cards. The Daily Smile mission is to promote joy, happiness, peace, and love to all. Help the world to reach the goal of 10 million Keep Smiling cards in circulation by 2020. The best part is that the Keep Smiling cards cost you nothing. All you pay is the postage cost. Go to thedailysmile.com and order your card. Join the Keep Smiling movement right now. Visit thedailysmile.com.
Streaming live, the leader in internet talk radio, voiceamerica.com.
You are listening to The Joy of Living with Barry Shore. To participate in today's program, we invite you to call in to 1-866-472-5788. That's 1-866-472-5788. You may also send an email to Barry at barryshore.com. Now, back to The Joy of Living.
Good morning, beautiful, bountiful, beloved, immortal beings, and good-looking people. And remember, you're good-looking because you're always looking for and finding the good, good in abundance in the being whose name is Chris Salem. He brings you completion. He brings you peace. And as we said at the beginning of the show, the reason you tune in is because you care about most about you. And on this show today, the beginning of a new year and a new decade, you are going to learn about being healthier, wealthier, and wiser. Because we just left off with wonderful Chris discussing with us the idea of mindset. Now, mindset is a wonderful acronym that mind stands for manifesting inspirationally noble deeds, and set, soulful, energetic thoughts. So when you're manifesting these ideas that are bringing about noble deeds and soulful, energetic thoughts, you are creating a growth mindset. And Chris is going to show us how to make that living an abundant life. Chris, please, more. We need you.
Absolutely. Barry, I love your acronyms, by the way. I mean, just incredible. I mean, very thought-provoking. So in terms of, like, we left off before the break, we talked about, you know, thinking of your mindset, you know, when you shift from a fixed to a growth mindset as, you know, a foundation to a house, to make a house sustainable and to bring out its beauty internally and externally, it has to have a sound foundation, one that's built to last for a long time. So in case of a mindset, you got to look at the mindset as the foundation to whatever success means to you. You know, and again, success means different things to different people. I mean, you know, to some people it might be, you know, just having more time to do the things they enjoy to do, to spend time with their children or grandkids, to, you know, to live a vibrant state of being in terms of their health, whatever the case may be. It might be making a lot of money, that type of thing. But the key is, it always starts with the mindset. So what you have to look at is, in your day-to-day life, you have to ask yourself, with what you do, whether if you're conscious to it or not, is it serving you and taking you where you want to be? So you have to be honest with that, you know, instead of trying to analyze it and project something, just be truthful and ask yourself, are you where you want to be? And if you're not where you want to be in any of those areas that are important to you, it's then that we want to be able to accept where we're at. It's not that you're accepting that's how it's going to be the rest of your life, but you're accepting where you're at, and you're making a commitment to yourself, not anybody else, but to yourself, that you're going to get to the root cause of what may be holding you back. Now, you may think that, well, I don't know what it is. So the fact that I don't know what it is, why should I even go looking for it? And I'll just kind of, you know, just go through the motions like I've been doing. Well, you have that choice if you like. But if you really want to live the joys of life, what, you know, what the show is all about, and live in abundance, the responsibility is always going to come back to you. There's nobody else in this world, whether if it's your husband or wife, your kids, your mom and dad, you know, your pastor, whatever, whoever. It is never going to be their responsibility. It is always your responsibility. So you have to ask yourself, if you're not where you want to be aware, to accept where you're at, and to make a commitment to get to the root cause of what could be holding you back. Now, the next step is...
Let me jump in just for one moment, because what you're saying is so powerful, positive, purposeful, and pleasant, because it's making people say, yes, I can feel literally hundreds of thousands of people around the world sitting up, leaning in, and hearing what you're saying, said, I want more of Chris. So Barry Shore, stop talking, but I just want to make mention of two things I wrote down because I love them and I want to reiterate them. Chris mentioned it's a shift from the fixed to a growth mindset. So just think of that. Take a lot that someone has going to build a house on, right? So that lot may be a vacant lot at the moment and strewn with rubble and thorns and thistles and all kinds of stuff. That's a fixed mindset. But you're going to make it into a beautiful, bountiful, beloved green grass growing with trees and a house and all kinds of things. That's a growth mindset, a place. So you want to shift. The word shift is really interesting because most people leave out the F. It's a little bit hard to pronounce. And they end up with the other stuff. So we're going to shift, as Chris is making, showing us, from a fixed to a growth mindset, and it's all up to you. Just wanted to put that back in perspective. So please, just continue, as you said.
Absolutely.
It's your responsibility.
And so what we do now, Barry, is that now that we're making a commitment to get to the root cause, it's first to be aware that a fixed mindset and why you're not where you want to be is one where we operate in the past and the future simultaneously. We don't even realize we're doing it. So what that means is, you may start your day and a certain situation may arise that may be working in your favor or may not be working in your favor. And then many times when it's not working in our favor, we just think that, again, that shit is happening to us rather than shift, like you said, which was a great analogy. And we think that we're a victim, you know, that things are happening to us. But we don't realize that our own state of being and how we're thinking from a fixed mindset could be playing a part in creating this situation. And you don't even realize you're even doing it. So again, I'm not saying that when bad things happen, you ask for it, but it's a way that sometimes that we do always maybe on some level play a part in certain things. So we got to be conscious that a fixed mindset means that you're operating in the past, in the future. And what happens is subconsciously you're bringing up things from the past that create this level of fear. That fear now gets projected into the present moment and then into the future. That future now is saying that, well, if something didn't work in the past, why is it not going to work now or in the future? So you're already assuming and speculating something's not going to work, or you're not capable of doing something, or you're not feeling good enough, whatever the case may be. And it's that projected fear from the past in that current situation into the future that creates a level of anxiety. It doesn't mean that you have to really notice that you're very anxious, but you have anxiety on some level. And it's that anxiety that leads to procrastination or not taking action with certain things, or keeping yourself busy but not productive.
So let me ask a question here, if I may. And I may, because I'm the host.
Sure.
And I'm asking the question that hundreds of thousands of people are saying, that, let's just put it back in. In quotation marks, the normal human condition, if one does not really begin to analyze oneself, is that of entropy and the sense of, yes, living not in the moment or being here now, but enabling and allowing past, which oftentimes has baggage, and future, which is anxiety because you're worried about something that could happen and therefore it's illusion, and not being present, that in and of itself causes a fixed mindset or will not enable or allow a growth mindset. Is that what you're saying?
Correct. Yeah, correct. Again, it's like subconsciously we're getting in our own way. We're looking at things that happen to us as working against us rather being part of the process that's working in our favor. See, the key is a growth. Let me just distinguish what a growth mindset. A growth mindset recognizes that life is an ongoing journey. It's an experience. So whether if the experience is good or bad, it's always in the long run good. Because that when we're going through a difficult time, it's teaching us something that we have to correct or something that we have to do different. And that it's teaching us to learn to be grateful and to be have compassion and be appreciative of the things that are happening. Knowing that when we go through that, when things are going well, whatever that means to you, that again, we can remain humble, grateful, and appreciative of the things that are happening in your life. A growth mindset is ongoing. It's a process. So the difference between a growth and a fixed mindset is that a growth mindset recognizes that success is a byproduct of the process in the moment.
Let's look at something, if I may.
Yeah.
Can you give us one or two habits or ideas that will help change the quality of my life forever?
Yeah. I mean, ever.
Band-aid. I want to be, like I said, I urge people later, say thank you three times a day, consciously and conscientiously, you'll change your life forever. Can you give us one or two?
Yeah, I'm going to give you two habits that over time, 6 months or more, that become a pattern or a discipline that will change the quality of your life. That they will not only help you to get to the root cause of your limited beliefs, but also be the place where you create the solution with the right habits and disciplines in conjunction with these two, to lead a sustainable lifestyle of abundance and joy. Now, again, doesn't mean bad things are not going to happen, but you're going to your way of thinking is you'll look at it in a much different way. So the two habits are meditation and journaling. So every morning I wake up early. I've been waking up at 4:15 every morning for the last 20 years. Doesn't matter what time I go to bed, I'm up at that time.
And by the way, Chris is 23. So since the age of three, he's been doing this. Now that he's not preaching. He's preaching what he practices. So this is where it's cool.
I wish I was 23. I act like it sometimes, but I don't.
Yeah, I want you to. But the point is, at 4:15 a.m., please tell everybody when you go to sleep. You don't go to sleep at 11 o'clock.
No, I'm usually in bed by 9, but there are occasionally sometimes I get to bed late for certain things if I'm traveling, but, you know, so I don't get a good night's sleep. But nonetheless, when I wake up early, the first thing I do is I make my bed and then I meditate for about 20 minutes. And of course, I've been doing it for a long time. So I'm able to get into the moment and focus on my breath. So it's allowing my subconscious mindset to speak to my conscious mindset. And now when I first had started, it was very difficult. It took me a while to get into a rhythm. But within a year and a half, I was able to get into a rhythm where I was able to identify where my limited beliefs that affected my level of self-esteem and confidence came from. And it was from my father. And because I was always seeking validation from my father for everything, and I could not, because I never got that attention from him when I was growing up. He was always never around, or he was emotionally checked out. He was verbally and emotionally could be abusive. And so I was always seeking out this validation in others, which was tied to an expectation, was codependent in terms of behavior. And because the expectation went unfulfilled, I would act out in anger. So I experienced my limited belief of feeling insecure through anger. So anger was, by at the time, my friend and coping with this situation, but really it was the enemy. With that being said, that the meditation helped me to get to the root cause of this. And then when I was able to forgive my father, not just say I forgive you, but really truly let go from every cell in my body, I was able to then move forward. Now, I know we only have a few seconds here, Barry, to the break, but I'd be happy to elaborate on the second one that really...
Well, we will. Okay, everybody is on the edge of the seats. We actually had 1,000 people who fell off. They just texted me and said so. But stay right there, everybody, because we're going to see how you move from anger and rage into forgiveness and joy. Be right back after this short break.
Oh, how happy this time of year is. joy reigning supreme. Hello, Barry Shore here. Now, I have a quick question for you. Do you have stress? S-T-R-E-S-S, capital letters, stress, because you're supposed to be happy and, oh my gosh, maybe I'm not. There's so much to do and so many things to be done and what am I going? Well, if you have stress and you want to get rid of it or you want to reduce it and replace it with joy, then do this. Are you ready? Go to www.BarryShore.com. That's B-A-R-R-Y-S-H-O-R-E, BarryShore.com. Remember, WWW stands for What a Wonderful World. And treat yourself to the 11 strategies for living in joy daily. It's free, or your money back, cheerfully refunded, free. Do it now. You'll be happy you did. And let me know. Send me an email, send me a text, give me a call, and tell me how happy you are. Go mad and enjoy the holidays. Bye now.
There's nothing better than spreading joy, happiness, peace, and love. And now you can do so by giving Keep Smiling cards. The Daily Smile mission is to promote joy, happiness, peace, and love to all. Help the world to reach the goal of 10 million Keep Smiling cards in circulation by 2020. The best part is that the Keep Smiling cards cost you nothing. All you pay is the postage cost. Go to thedailysmile.com and order your card. Join the Keep Smiling movement right now. Visit thedailysmile.com.
The Internet's number one talk station. Number one talk station. VoiceAmerica.com.
You are listening to The Joy of Living with Barry Shore. To participate in today's program, we invite you to call in to 1-866-472-5788. That's 1-866-472-5788. You may also send an email to Barry at barryshore.com. Now, back to The Joy of Living.
Good morning, beautiful, bountiful, beloved, immortal beings, and good-looking people. And remember, you're good-looking because you're always looking for and finding the good. Now, the word good is really an interesting G-O-O-D. If you take that second O and make a little snip in it, and now we elongate it, it becomes an L. Because good, when you do good, think good, and be good, you turn it into gold. That's the real currency where you can buy happiness. And we have good gold in abundance in the being called Chris Salem, the man of peace, of wholeness. And he's telling us about the two habits that will change the quality of your life forever for the good. He was just about to finish up with meditation and what it brought him to the realization that anger, which he thought was his friend, was really his enemy, as we all know, because that's what anger is. It's that wind that blows out the lamp of consciousness. And he forgave. And now he's going to talk to us, I hope, about journaling and what that really means. Does it really make a difference when you write something down, Chris?
Well, absolutely. And just like you said, I mean, you know, I experienced the root cause of my limited beliefs through anger. So it was the meditation that allowed me to get to the root cause of that, stemming back to my father, that I didn't have that validation that I longed for or had sought out in others because I couldn't get it from him. So why is journaling now a part that really brings this full circle? Well, it's not that you're journaling with some intention to write something that you want to write about. It's really writing down whatever comes to mind. You're not overanalyzing or overthinking it. You're not projecting something you're going to write. You are just simply, after you meditate, you are simply going to just write down whatever comes to mind. Now, you may write maybe one word. You might write five paragraphs, or you might write something that doesn't even make any sense. It doesn't matter. The key is just to write whatever comes to mind, because this is the way that you're going to be able to flush out what's there. And even if you can't make sense of it at the immediate moment, that when you go back, you'll be able to look at it like a third party were looking, like if you were looking at somebody else, to be able to determine what that is and be able to really understand what are the things that have been holding you back that you've experienced through, in this case, in my case, was anger, but it might be in your case, jealousy or shame or guilt or, you know, or any combination thereof of all the ones we just talked about, any negative emotion or emotions. So with that being said, what, you know, by coupling the meditation and journaling, Barry, on a daily basis, particularly early in the morning, in time, I was able to get to the root cause of those limited beliefs, and I was able to forgive my father, not for just, you know, just saying I forgive him, but really let it go from every ounce in my body. And not only was I forgiving my father, but I was forgiving myself, that I gave my permission that whatever has happened and whatever I've been holding inside and whatever all these certain things that have happened to me that weren't good or people I harmed along the way, I was able to forgive myself along with the source, my father, and then from that place to begin to look at what other habits and disciplines could I incorporate into my life to further build that success foundation, to further, in this case, we're building that house to make a rock solid foundation so that house can sustain itself for the rest of your life. So with that being said, that is what I did. So I began to embark on a mission from that same place of meditation and journaling to uncover what my true purpose was, to choose that, and then to find the other habits and disciplines that went along with journaling or meditation and journaling that would serve me to be my best self, that in turn, by being the example, I could serve others being the example.
So this is really wondrous, and I want to emphasize again, everybody around the world is tuned in consciously and conscientiously to the joy of living because they know that this show exists for one reason only. You. That's all we care about is you. So here you are being handed in this great time, this new time in the world. Doesn't matter if it's Northern Hemisphere, Southern Hemisphere. It's a new year in the solar calendar that's used by most people around the world. The time of newness that Chris is sharing with us, two relatively easy, simple things, processes that you can incorporate into your everyday life, whether you arise at 4:15 a.m. or as late as 6, can you imagine 6:15? Who could get up that late? But anywhere in between, and you begin the process of meditating with the goal of just letting go. That's all. Examine who you are. Let it go. Learn to live in love. Love, by the way, Chris, you like this one. Love stands for living on vibrant energy.
I love it.
Love. Let go. And then write down, and as Chris said, and he helped me a lot also, just write down whatever comes to mind. It could be a word. It could be a paragraph. It could be 2 pages. It doesn't matter. Just write and let it be. And you'll come back to it 2 days, 10 days, 30 days, 90 days, 180 days later, and you'll begin to look and you'll see, you'll start feeling wondrously because you'll be relieved of burdens. That's what Chris is doing. He's relieving burdens from us and enabling us to grow. You see, the seed that goes into the ground has to be put underneath soil and deteriorate before it can begin its journey of pushing through the earth. But once you start doing that and you feel the sunlight on you and you start growing and growing and becoming more of you and blossoming, whether you're a flower or a tree or you're just a blade of grass, you are mad. You can make a difference in the world. Now, I know, Chris, that you have done something that really touches my heart. And I want to bring it out before we go to the short break and tell people about it, because it's an important part of what we've been discussing. You're the head and co-founder of something called Empowered Fathers in Action, EFA. I want you to discuss a little bit about that because I think it's so important to the world.
Yeah, thank you, Barry. Yeah, it was something, again, just goes back to my personal experience and also the other co-founder, Joe Cohen, who had a similar experience with, his childhood. You know, again, it's really, making people aware that the father role plays an instrumental part in the family, including a child's development, whether if it's a young boy or a young girl. And that men are just not a means to an end, that they just protect the family and provide the financial resources to, you know, to keep the family intact. It's really, you know, the father's involvement with his wife, the father's involvement with his children as part of the development. And oftentimes men have been conditioned, you know, through their own personal experiences to be the opposite. You know, we're always working or we're not checked in fully. I'm not saying all dads are, but for the most part, it is a problem. And in terms, the what happens is that this has an impact negatively, whether if you're doing it, you're not doing it intentionally, on the child in terms of how it affects their level of self-esteem or self-confidence. Because many times as dads, we may be operating from our own limited beliefs and we don't even realize that this is playing out into how we communicate, how we behave, and how we interact with our children and our wives, and what it's doing to, you know, also cause them to also play into their own limited beliefs, or in this case, kids forming their own limited beliefs at that time. So the key is to make it understand that men are not alone, that being vulnerable is not a weakness, but a strength, that we can come together to find out what's holding us back and what's preventing us from being, you know, our best as a husband, as a father, as a leader in our community or in our business, to do the right thing that helps to empower people that are important around us to become their best self. So that's what Empowered Fathers in Action started and originated from, and then it soon evolved into a entity that really wants to help that, you know, create interdependent family structures. So meaning that both the mom and dad to get to the root cause of their limited beliefs so that they could be a better example for their children, because children learn from what they observe, not what they've been told. And this will in fact, you know, have a positive impact on their level of self-esteem and confidence, that they can grow into adults that will become better leaders in their homes, their communities, and their businesses. And by building an interdependent family structure that leads to an interdependent community and then interdependent business, one of collaboration versus competition, and one that operates from kindness and empathy rather than pleasing and enabling, and one that encourages people to be responsible, accountable for their own lives, but yet sharing and empowering others to do the same interdependently to do bigger and better things.
Yay, Chris and Joe. Again, all the information you need to know about EFA, about Chris Salem, is available on barryshore.com, BarryShore. You're going to listen to the show again. You want to share it. You want to be involved. And as Chris just mentioned, we know is a great line, example is not the main thing in teaching others. It's the only thing. Example is the only thing, as a good friend of mine said to me many, many years ago, and I've used it throughout my, I'd say, the past three decades. Teach with everything you do. If necessary, use words. Don't just say things. Just be. When you show how to be vulnerable, interdependent, loving, caring, positive, purposeful, powerful, and pleasant, that's the greatest example that you could show. And then you can create the kind of family, the kind of harmony, the kind of world that we all want to live in, because we want to all live in joy. Now, I have asked, and Chris has agreed, to stay on past this short break. Don't go away. We're going to come back in just a few seconds, and he's going to help us learn some things about wellness. Physical wellness, finding harmony in your life and business. So be right back just after this short break, because Chris Salem is a fountain of wisdom. See you in just a bit.
Oh, how happy this time of year is. Joy reigning supreme. Hello, Barry Shore here. Now, I have a quick question for you. Do you have stress? S-T-R-E-S-S, capital letters, stress, because you're supposed to be happy and, oh my gosh, maybe I'm not, and there's so much to do and so many things to be done, and what am I going? Well, if you have stress and you want to get rid of it, or you want to reduce it and replace it with joy, then do this. Are you ready? Go to www.joy.com. BarryShore.com. That's BarryShore, BarryShore.com. Remember, WWW stands for What a Wonderful World. And treat yourself to the 11 strategies for living in joy daily. It's free, or your money back, cheerfully refunded, free. Do it now. You'll be happy you did. And let me know. Send me an email, send me a text, give me a call, and tell me how happy you are. Go mad and enjoy the holidays. Bye now.
There's nothing better than spreading joy, happiness, peace, and love. And now you can do so by giving Keep Smiling cards. The Daily Smile mission is to promote joy, happiness, peace, and love to all. Help the world to reach the goal of 10 million Keep Smiling cards in circulation by 2020. The best part is that the Keep Smiling cards cost you nothing. All you pay is the postage cost. Go to thedailysmile.com and order your card. Join the Keep Smiling movement right now. Visit thedailysmile.com.
Stimulating talk.
It gets those synapses in your brain firing really fast.
All the time.
The number one internet talk station where your opinion counts. VoiceAmerica.com.
You are listening to The Joy of Living with Barry Shore. To participate in today's program, we invite you to call in to 1-866-472-5788. That's 1-866-472-5788. You may also send an email to Barry at barryshore.com. Now, back to The Joy of Living.
Good morning, beautiful, bountiful, beloved, immortal beings, and good-looking people. Remember, you're good-looking because you're always looking for and finding the good in abundance, good gold in the physical being called Chris Salem. And Chris has been helping us become healthier, wealthier, and wiser. He's been giving us ideas of how to begin the process that will enable us to have a growth mindset for the rest of our lives, and in two habits that we begin to incorporate in our lives every single day will make a difference. It will enable you to go mad. That is, of course, meditation and journaling. And you listen to this again and again and share it, and you remember to do that, not just hear it, but to do it. So in this part of the segment, we want to talk about your health. So Chris, if you'd be kind enough, you are a wellness expert also. In a few minutes, give us a couple of points that really can resonate with people at this moment that they can find harmony in their life and in their business.
Well, the thing is that there are eight pillars of wellness, Barry, and I'm going to talk about how these eight pillars can work for you and then work against you. And then also when you're able to strike harmony, that if you were able to strike harmony and live within these eight pillars of wellness, how this can impact you positively for the rest of your life for sustainable success with your well-being. So first I'm going to go over the eight pillars of wellness to just give briefly what each of them are and how they can affect you both negatively and positively and where you could strike harmony with the eight. So the first one is social. So social wellness says, you know, what is the relationship that you have with yourself and others? So you got to be honest. Where are you right now in terms of the relationship, how you look at yourself? Is it someone that you truly love yourself, or you don't like yourself, or you don't, for some reason, you find limitations in what you do? Then you got to ask yourself, what type of relationship am I engaged with other people? That could be my personal life, my family, my coworkers, or people I do business with, whatever the case may be. There's three different relationship types. There's codependent, independent, and interdependent. Codependent meaning that we oftentimes will be looking to the outside through expectation to fulfill certain things that are important to us. And then when they go unfulfilled, we don't take responsibility and we look to someone else to blame for that, for something not working out. Independent means that we do take responsibility and accountability for what we do. However, we shut off other people around us, that we are not sharing or you know, concerned about being the example to empower others. We're just kind of wrapped up in what we're doing only. interdependent really takes off where interdependent kind of, you know, shortchanged itself, and where it does take responsibility and accountability for what you do in your life and business, but yet understands through empathy and kindness to be the example for others to do for themselves, being that example and helping people to offset their weaknesses and then to leverage, you know, to focus more on their strengths. So this is what leads to interdependent relationships, behavior, communication, and engagement. So interdependent being now the one that you want to strive for. Next is emotional well-being. We talked about that. What is your current mindset? Is it one of being fixed or of growth mindset? Are you operating from a place of joy, peace, love, and harmony, or one of anger, jealousy, shame, guilt, or any combination thereof? You know, addressing your emotional well-being is kind of like a little foundation in itself that affects all these other pillars that I'm going to talk about. Physical wellness, it's how you take care of your physical body. What are you putting in your body? Are you putting in nutritionally dense foods or foods that really lack certain minerals, vitamins, and probiotics that, you know, where the body keeps saying that it needs more food, and you put yourself into a position to being overweight, lethargic, fatigue, and so forth. Next is spiritual wellness. What is your belief in yourself and belief in your higher power? What is that dialogue and relationship? Financial wellness. Are you coming from a place where there's a lack of, not enough, or one where there's an abundance of and prosperity for all? Intellectual. How do we stimulate our mindsets? Are we engaged in trivia, puzzles, books, rather than sitting 5-6 hours a day in front of a TV just zoning out?
Oh, the thought of it. Woo.
The next is occupational. Are we going through the motions of doing something that we were conditioned to do or we thought we were supposed to do, and not really serving in an occupation that serves yourself and others rather than just for the money itself? The money is a byproduct of why you do what you do, not what you do.
So here's what we need to do, because we serve the world, we serve others. And I want to say, first of all, a huge thank you to you, Chris Salem. Again, all the information about Chris, you can find at barryshore.com. I'm going to do something. I'm going to ask you right now, actually without your permission, I'm going to give you a big hug. And Chris is in Connecticut, and Barry Shore is in Venice Beach, California, and I'm reaching out across the continent. Are you ready? 1, 2, 3. Thank you, and thank you. We're going to do a quick wrap up here because people are loving this. This is the joy of living. Your humble host, Barry Shore. Remember, you tuned in consciously and conscientiously because you care the most about you. Y-O-U. You want to be the best you possible. You want to live the three fundamentals. Life has a purpose. Your life has a purpose. The result of that is go mad. Go make a difference. How do you do that? Unlock the secrets and the hidden powers of everyday words and terms. Find the positive, purposeful, powerful, pleasant aspect of them all. WWW, what a wonderful world. Wow, words of wisdom, words of wonder, smiles, seeing miracles in life every day. Create, causing rethinking, enabling all to excel. That's the growth mindset. Saying thank you to harmonize and network kindness. Say thank you 3 times a day, consciously and conscientiously, the rest of your life. And everybody, F-U-N-N, have fun. That's the first pathway to joy. Our blessing to you is go forth. Live the blessing. Spread the seeds of joy, happiness, peace, and love. Go mad. Go make a difference.
Thank you for tuning in this week to The Joy of Living. Please join Barry Shore for another edition of the program next Tuesday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time and 10 a.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Variety Channel. And as Barry says, give me 5. Share this show with 5 people you love. Bring joy into your heart and love unto others. And we'll see you here next week.